Sunday morning mass congregation doesn't need a homily on the Eucharist. Clearly, you believe something happens here. You're at mass. Demonstrates the wise cliche, preaching to the choir. But that gospel, most of gospels in the month of August from St. John, are about the Eucharist. That what happens on this altar is not just bread and wine, but Jesus. But you know that. You know what happens. That's why all of you are here. So it can be kind of self-serving for a priest to give a homily on what happens. And the when, you all got that, most of you who showed up on time. The when depends on the parish. 7:30, 9:30, 4 o'clock on Sundays, 4 o'clock on Saturday nights. The where took care of itself. You all showed up at the right place. It's in a church. So we have the what, we have the where, we have the when. The how is kind of boring. Most people fall asleep or tune the priest out. Like how does bread and wine, how does wheat and how does grape wine turn into the second person of the Trinity, God's Son, Jesus of Nazareth? How does that happen? We're going to skip that. It's kind of dull. The why? Well, because we want to go to heaven. What about the who? It's kind of the same answer as the what. In fact, what is the Eucharist? If you were to ask that, if I'm going to ask that as a priest, what is the Eucharist? The answer to that, what, is actually the same answer as to the who. To be honest, it's not a what. The something turns into a someone. The what, bread and wine, turn into Jesus, a who. So it kind of takes care of itself. But yet, where is everybody? You have children, grandchildren, friends, siblings, co-workers, neighbors. I have them too. They go away. It looks like bread, it tastes like wine, Father. How can it be Jesus? And you and I too in our doubts. How the heck is that thing? How is that Jesus? How is the Eucharist what it is? But yet we pull through, we come to Mass, we stay faithful. What more is there to say, friends? What more is there to say? But there's people out there that need to be said something. They need to hear something. But what more is there to say? It's Jesus. The Eucharist is Jesus. And then I kind of sit on this. Out of all the beautiful arguments, if I were to be a lawyer trying to persuade you in a court case, this is really Jesus. Trying to win you over with an argument. In short 6 years, I got many years to go by the grace of God. I have never, in my 6 years of priesthood, heard, you know, Father, I started going to Mass and my life just fell apart. It got worse, things started to happen, problems occurred. Never. But I could write a book on people that come to me and say, you know, Father, I started going back to Mass. Or, you know what, Father, I added daily Mass to my prayer life. And wow, I've been a Catholic for 40 years. Wow, going to daily Mass makes a difference. That means something. Okay, wheat bread doesn't do that, that you buy at Cashwise. It doesn't change your life. This does. Because it's not wheat bread. Yet, I have a list of people that don't care. What more is there to say? It seems, friends, that we concentrate so much on what the Eucharist is rather than on who he is. Because as human beings, what's don't change us. A new car, a new house, a new camper, a new road, a new jacket, a new pair of shoes. Those are what's. They change us for a day. They give us the emotion of happiness for a day. Whose change us? The new boyfriend in a girl's life, her future husband, changes her. The new child to a young couple changes them. Whose change us? What's do not? So if we can take a step past the what of the Eucharist and concentrate on the truth that it's a who. It's God. And whose change our life. When we concentrate on that, that it's a who, what more is there to say?